Welcome, welcome, welcome to Real Talk Rangers. Today, we have a special edition. We're going to do a World Cup of Hockey. Only talking about the World Cup of Hockey today. There's been a lot of games already. At least one game for every team has been played. At this point, we kind of know what the different teams look like. You know, where we project them going, how far we think they'll go. We could maybe get into a couple predictions, a couple quick predictions too. But we just wanted to recap, especially with a focus on the Rangers that are playing in the tournament. And there's no better place to start than with the team that currently has Derek Stepan and Ryan McDonough playing on them. And that's the USA. And tonight we have a pretty big game for the USA playing Canada.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to be the result there tonight?
So tonight's pretty big. I mean, tonight is a sudden death type situation. If they lose, they're pretty much knocked out of the qualifying round. If they win, they stay alive, and then we play the Czech Republic on Thursday. You know, it's Canada, so it's a tough match. They're definitely the favorites. I mean, they're stacked. Like we said the other day, Claude Giroux is benched.
Oh yeah, the way they've been playing too. It's just, I mean. Just a small sample size, just a quick little beat up of the Czech Republic, 6-0, and you know they're going to be coming
easy
tonight. I don't even, you know what, I think they took it personally when they lost to the USA, even in an exhibition match. I feel like they think that they can beat us right now. We look pretty vulnerable after that first game, and it'll be really interesting to see how this team responds. I know that Coach Tortorella, Torts, who you know we know and love, he actually made a couple big changes tonight in the lineup. I know he's bringing in Big Buff, Dustin Byfuglien, mm-hmm. and also Kyle Palmieri, the local Jersey boy on the Devils who scored 30 goals last year. So I don't think these changes can hurt this team at this point.
And he's replacing Dubinsky with Palmieri. So,
exactly.
Okay, you know, pretty even. Palmieri's probably more skilled, but pretty even matchup there. And then Jack Johnson for Byfuglien, which, you know, in my mind says someone's looking for some offense.
Absolutely.
And so we have a stat on the offense. So we looked up a stat today.
Unfortunate stat.
The U.S. in international play, so whether it be Olympic or World Cup, is goalless. No goals.
How
in
long,
197
Derek?
Minutes. So that's just under 10 periods they have not been able to score a goal, and that's just unheard of.
That is horrendous. That is really, really gut check time, I think, in this game. You know, I think they do break the Schneid tonight. Let's stay optimistic.
I'll just end this segment with saying that if the USA does not score a goal tonight, I think we're done talking about it.
Yeah.
I think Worlds, we just don't even have to continue talking about
the USA. Do we even prep the third game? Do we discuss the third game? Probably not.
I mean, you know, if they lose tonight and they get knocked out and then they don't show up against the Czech Republic, that's just, I mean, where's your heart? There's
right.
no heart there.
Right.
If they lose and they get knocked out and then they go out and beat Czech Republic 10-0, still sucks, but at least they showed some character.
At least they would have scored a goal.
They scored a goal. They show some heart. You know, that's all we can do.
So what's your final prediction tonight? Score.
My prediction tonight is I'm going to be bold and I'm going to say 4-3 USA.
Wow. Okay. I'll go 5-3 USA.
Okay.
I think they score once. They're going to keep scoring, but we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, if they can't bring it tonight, they're not going to bring it, period. So
true.
The bottom line. So the next topic, naturally, we're going to go straight from the U.S. and talk about North America and the Worlds. They have been, if there's one word, it's just electric.
It is electric. It's fire. You know, I really think that somebody in the NHL, or maybe it's not the NHL, whoever set up the tournament, somebody had maybe the brightest idea that I've ever seen in international play. I think compiling all the young Canadians and Americans and putting them under 23 years old, putting them combined into the same team and just rolling out for the world to see all your young talent, the upswing, all the guys. Austin Matthews is on this team. He hasn't played a second of NHL hockey.
And people
are
loving it.
There's so much hype. People are loving it. He's killing it with you know, Connor McDavid, who just is absolutely stealing the show in Canada. And he's the talk of the town. He looks phenomenal. What do you think?
I mean, I'd say, first of all, I'd just like to point out that I've watched almost all the World Games, and I mean, the crowd has really only have reacted to North America. I mean, they've only been loud and in the game the entire time during the North America Games. Mm-hmm. All the other games, it's kind of, all right, you have a crowd, but it's not too loud. The second thing is, I feel bad saying this to North America, but it pretty much quickly became the Eichel, McDavid, Austin Matthews team. I mean,
but they made it that way.
They made it that way. They
forced it that way, yeah.
I mean, I feel bad because there's other young, talented players on that team, but it just became those three guys. It's their show now.
It's just the superlatives just fly when you talk about that line. That line is tremendous.
And it really is. It's like looking at Ovechkin, Crosby, and Stamkos 10 years ago.
Yeah, and they're pushing back these veteran Russian defensemen last night. It's just unbelievable.
Their speed is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean,
no one can match that speed.
So many times I saw someone go fly past a defenseman up the wing. Every single play.
Yeah.
So, that's really all I want to talk about there. North America, if the U.S. unfortunately does get knocked out tonight, I'm rooting hard for North America.
Yeah.
And I think everyone kind
of is. I was going to say, I think a lot of North Americans share that feeling, too.
So, next on the plate is Zuccarello. So, Zuccarello's Team Europe and Zuccarello themselves, I mean 2-0, no one expected them to be good. I actually have a quote from Zuccarello. So they were in this article from NHL.com, they're talking about, can Team Europe actually win the tournament? And Zuccarello's response to that, which was classic, was, I mean, the USA did win the Olympics in 1980, didn't they? And then there was a pause, and they said, miracles can happen. So that's just amazing. I mean, Zuccarello, he just always knows the right things to say. And listen, they're kind of a Cinderella story right now.
I think they're certainly the Cinderella story. Like I said in the last pod, I really didn't give them any chance at all. I thought I had them ranked last. I thought they'd be the worst team in the tournament.
I agree.
I mean, also, separate from just on-ice talent, you're taking guys from, I think there's 8 countries represented on Team Europe, and you're just forcing them in together. None of these guys have ever played with anyone but their countrymen, mm-hmm. and you're making them play with all these other people who they've never played with, and it's working. I really don't know how. I think I know part of the reason how and why, and it's our own guy, number 36. He's been tremendous.
I mean, when they played the overtime game the other day, he had the breakout pass on the breakaway that ended up being the game-winning goal. Perfect pass. Also, if anyone has any time, please go to NHL.com and find the Matt Zuccarello mic'd up. So he was mic'd up during that whole game. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
He always gives great interviews, so great. I'm sure that's awesome.
Yeah, so if you have some time, check that out. The big topic, which we're going to end on, try to make this podcast relatively quick, is Lundqvist.
Hank.
So
Hank's back.
The first game of the Worlds, he was quote-unquote ill mm-hmm. with the flu.
That's what they said.
I think everyone sort of questioned, is he really sick, or is he just hurt, or is he just bad?
Well, the fact that we even had to actually question that kind of is pretty alarming.
Yeah.
It's cause for concern. But like we said in the last pod, he was coming off a tough playoff series. He was hurt. You know, we'll see what happens. And then all of a sudden, they play today, and Hank's back. He looked really, really good.
But keep in mind, he got lit up in that scrimmage game. So that's why everyone was a little bit worried.
He did.
But today, yeah.
He looked great.
Shut up.
2-0 win for the Swedes as they move on.
Mm-hmm. And he made some real good saves. He made a couple of flashy glove saves. He made one real good save through the 5-hole. I mean,
any Henrik chance?
No Henrik chance, but it's a step in the right direction, I'll say that. I would like to see a few more games of him playing that well.
Yeah.
To be confident again, but you know, as you always go back at Hank. It's Hank. He's going to be good. He just is.
I can't really remember the last season that we went into it saying anything other than, well, we don't have to worry about the guy back there or backstop Hank. He's going to be Hank. He's going to be good. You know, knock on some wood here. Mm-hmm. As long as he stays healthy, he's getting up there with age a little bit. But I still think he's probably post-prime. But at this point, I think he's still got some great hockey left. Assuming that the team in front of him
and the Sweden defense, can play well. The Sweden defense is probably the best defense in the world's tournament.
Very good.
I mean, they're stacked.
Yeah.
They're fast. Their defense is really good at scoring goals. Victor Hedman, Anton Strålman, Carlson.
I mean, Victor Hedman, quick plug. Victor Hedman, after watching him in the playoffs, I think he's probably a top two defenseman.
I agree. He's been amazing. Yeah. The other quick thing I forgot to mention on Zuccarello. So Norway just recently qualified for the Olympics. And in that same interview that I discussed before, he talked about what that meant for his country. And I just love this quote because it just shows why everyone loves Zuccarello so much in New York. It's fantastic. He's through and through. He is just a Ranger. He's a New York Ranger. So he said, yeah, it's big that Norway won the Olympic qualifications. Except for being in Madison Square Garden and going out on home ice in New York, it's been one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Unbelievable.
So the guy just basically told you the New York Rangers and New York and the fans and everyone else means more to him than his country making the Olympics, which is an accomplishment.
That's crazy stuff.
So,
that's
he just loves New York.
I even remember there was a quote in the article they wrote about his recovery after he was, you know, hit in the head with a slap shot. And he was talking about one of the motivating factors for him to recover was getting back on that Garden ice and playing in front of the Madison Square Garden faithful. You gotta love the guy. He also took a pay cut to stay in New York.
That's right. People forget that. That's right.
People do forget that. And it's just great to see him. I mean, he's coming into his own right now. He looks like a top player at the tournament. And hopefully he can bring that straight into the Ranger season as well.
And I'm not sure that there's a player in the NHL that plays with more heart than Matt Zuccarello.
It would be hard to find one.
The guy he's 5'8".
Yep, there
he's
was 5'8". I remember what we used to say when fan favorite Merrick Malik was on the New York Rangers. Guy's 6'7", plays like he's 5'7". And yeah. Matt Zuccarello, 5'7", playing like he's 6'7". And it's true. You watch him, he does everything he gets in those areas. And after the whistle, he's involved too, which is pretty great. I mean, the guy goes all out every shift.
I love the fact that I'm sure every single Ranger fan watching this right now, when you said Merrick Malik, thought of the goal.
The goal.
The shootout goal.
The goal and the celebration.
The celebration. Yeah. Oh, great goal.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you should probably look it up right now.
Merrick Malik shootout goal between the legs.
Washington Capitals.
Yep. Olaf against Ole the goalie.
Ole the goalie.
Olaf Kolzig.
Excellent stuff.
Yep. So, I mean, that's pretty much just a recap of the Worlds. We just wanted to give you guys a little update on what's going on with the World Championship. We'll have another podcast out on Sunday talking about more of the Ranger lines. And then probably sometime in between now and Sunday, or maybe a little later, we'll also have another Worlds update once the tournament actually begins.
Tournament's been fantastic, too.
Yeah, tournament's been great. Hopefully the U.S. can squeak a win out tonight and make the tournament. If not, let's go North America,
right? Let's go North America. This little town blues are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start. It's up to you.